This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States and Britain have strongly condemned the detention of Venezuelan opposition politician Freddy Guevara and called for his immediate release. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters in Washington Tuesday that the United States considers the detention unjust, and it also condemns the, quote, harassment of interim president Juan Guaido. Guaido is an ally of Guevara and the opposition leader, whom the United States considers Venezuela's legitimate leader. Venezuelan prosecutors on Monday announced they had charged Guevara with terrorism and treason after the country's intelligence service arrested him from his car on a Caracas highway. Guaido said Monday that unidentified armed men threatened him when he left his apartment in an effort to assist Guevara on Monday. The incidents took place as the government and opposition prepare for negotiations next month, aimed at resolving Venezuela's political crisis, in which Nicolas Maduro and Guaido both claim the Venezuelan presidency after a disputed 2018 election. The death toll in the June 24th partial collapse of the Champlain Towers South in Surfside, Florida, reached 95 on Tuesday, with 85 victims identified. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told reporters Tuesday that the work of identifying the victims is becoming more difficult with the passage of time. She said 14 people remain unaccounted for. The search for survivors officially ended last Wednesday, nearly 2 weeks after a section of the 12-story building collapsed. No one has been found alive at the site since the day of the collapse. The tragedy at Surfside has prompted the review of other buildings in Miami-Dade County. Two have since been evacuated. One of those is the county courthouse. More on this story is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Rioting and looting in South Africa continued on Tuesday in Johannesburg, Soweto, and KwaZulu-Natal province, home to former President Jacob Zuma, whose jailing last week sparked the unrest. South African police say 72 people have now died in the unrest, many during lootings, shootings, or the explosion of automatic cash machines. The number of arrests has risen to 1,234, according to police, although they say thousands have been involved in the looting of shopping malls and other retail stores. The violence erupted last week when former President Zuma began serving a 15-month jail sentence for contempt of court. Zuma was convicted of resisting a court order to testify in a state-backed investigation into allegations of corruption during his 9-year term as president that ended in 2018. Zuma's lawyer argued Monday before South Africa's constitutional court that Zuma should have his sentence rescinded. Judges on the court said they would consider the arguments and announce their decision at a later date. The new Spanish foreign minister, José Manuel Álvarez, has called on Cuba Tuesday to immediately release Camila Acosta, a journalist detained in Havana on Monday after covering civil unrest in the country for Spanish newspaper ABC. In a tweet on his second day on the job, Álvarez said, quote, Spain defends the right to demonstrate freely and peacefully and asks the Cuban authorities to respect it. Cuba's government cracked down on activists on Monday night after mass protests drew thousands to the streets over the weekend and the biggest anti-government demonstrations seen on the communist-ruled island in decades. World leaders are expressing their support for the Cuban people after this weekend's unrest. The foreign minister for the European Union, Josep Borrell, urged the Cuban government to listen to those protests of discontent. He spoke during a press conference on Monday in Brussels. The Americas director at Amnesty International, Erica Guevara Rosas, called the protest a historic day for Cuba, while expressing concern over reports of internet blackouts, arbitrary arrests, excessive use of force, including police firing on demonstrators, as well as what she said was a long line of missing persons. In the United States, the mayor of Miami, Florida, called on the Biden administration to lead an international effort to help Cubans who are suffering under the island's communist government. And Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador told reporters in Mexico City on Monday that the United States should lift its 50-year economic embargo on Cuba, calling the idea a truly humanitarian gesture. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.